Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I imagine this has happened to some of you who have older children. Has your 11-year-old or 12-year-old tried to explain something to you, and then you looked at them and thought, that's not how that works? Like, what you just said out loud doesn't make any sense. And they look at you kind of confused, and you're like, okay, I mean, you can do it and you can see, but you're going to turn around and you're going to say, I mean, I told you. I mean, Rob, the Royals called up a 45-year-old pitcher. He was 45 years old. He made multiple starts for the Royals. Now, was there any world in which that was going to go well for the Royals? Now, I understand they were a little bit behind the eight ball. Some injuries have happened. And they were just looking for a solution, right? I get that. So I can only be so critical of them. But, I mean, there's no chance they thought that this was going to work. You couldn't have thought this was going to work. It was impossible for you to think this was going to work. It didn't work. Rich Hill has been DFA'd. Something tells me that he has made his last major league start. Rich Hill had a 5 ERA in 9 innings for the Royals. He gave up 9 hits, 7 runs, 5 of them earned, 2 home runs. He walked 8 batters in the time that he was here. I only bring this up because there is going to be a time, I don't know, maybe in 3-4 years from now, and hopefully I'm still here, hopefully Rob's still here. I mean, I don't plan on going anywhere. I hope Rob doesn't. I mean, we do a lot of things to make sure that both of us are very happy. We're going to do a random lineup, and Rich Hill's going to be the starter. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember those couple of Rich Hill starts. I remember that. I mean, yesterday in a home game in late July for a team that some of you think can still make the postseason, they started Rich Hill. I mean, how serious can I take you if you're starting Rich Hill at this point in the season? I can't take you seriously. So, Rich Hill, I want to bid you adieu. You had a phenomenal career, but it looks like it has come to a close. Your career started in 2005. Rob, how many teams do you think Rich Hill has played for? Just if you had to just take a random guess, how many teams do you think Rich Hill has played for? This might be a record.
Seven? Seven teams? See, it's seven is my guess.
You ready for me to read it?
I know he had multiple Cubs and multiple Red Sox stops.
Do you want me to read it?
Do we have the time? I mean, he's been playing baseball since 2006.
He's played 21 years. Boston, the Dodgers, the Cubs, and then we get into a whole bunch of 1 year. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, the Yankees, Oakland, the Mets, San Diego, Minnesota, Kansas City. That's how many teams Rich Hill played for. He couldn't even get the same number the whole time. He's worn 53, 51, 57, 62, 18, 44, 14, 21, 35. Goodness gracious. Rich Hill, salute, man. I'm serious. I know we're having fun, but I mean, for real. You played 20 years of Major League Baseball. Nobody thought you were going to go out there and throw BBs at this age. You should be playing, you should be doing age-appropriate activities. You know what you should be doing? You should be in Lake Tahoe in the summer playing golf with all of those guys. You should be playing underhand beer league softball with the boys and having guys come up to you like, oh, you're Rich Hill. You played the majors. I played with you on MVP Baseball 2005. That's what you should be doing, not starting for the Royals. So, Rich Hill, I mean, you haven't announced you're retired, but something tells me that that announcement, it's coming. Congratulations for a great career. How much money do you think Rich Hill has made in his Major League Baseball career? This is actually, I have no clue what this number is going to be. How much money do you think he's made
in his baseball career? Contracts are usually, he's a pitcher who played baseball, so I'm
going
to say
I'm going career earnings. How much money do you think he's made in his life?
Over $150 million.
Oh, you're way high. 80. $80.2 million. Yeah, 80.2.
He never got like the Ian Kennedy $70 million
deal?
Yeah,
he did for the Dodgers.
Ah, there it is.
For the Dodgers. 14, 16, and 18 from 2017 to 2019. That's what got him fed. Other than that, I mean, he's been, you know, a little here, a little there. He ain't really, you know, got paid. But, I mean, you retired with $80 million. I'm assuming Rich Hill's not living an extravagant lifestyle. He just seems like, I mean, he was just pitching in Omaha a couple of weeks ago. Something tell me, I mean, hey, you guys want to play baseball, man. I just want to be happy. Just want to go out, play a little baseball, man, support my family, do what's best.
So you don't think if he clears waivers, he'll take the assignment and head back to Omaha?
He might.
I mean, I'm half joking. That's a half serious question. At 45 years old, he pitched half the season in the minors. He's probably going to clear waivers because he's, in fact, 45 years old. It would not stun me if we get a news alert in 10 days. He's accepted the assignment and will go back to minor league baseball, which is, you know what? There's a lot of things in this world I love. Rich Hill loves baseball more than I love those things. If at 45, he's still doing it at a professional level.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? I would then say Rich Hill has the most supporting wife of any person I've ever heard. If you've made $80 million and Major League Baseball has told you they don't want you anymore, and you're like, you know what? I still got some innings left in me. Let me go back to Omaha. It was one thing when you chose to go to Omaha because you wanted you want one last major league game. You got two starts. They went poorly. And now they're sending you back to Omaha. This is what got Tom Brady divorced. Your wife tells you eventually, hey, man, it's time to come home. You've been on the road for 21 consecutive years. You know how many birthdays you've missed? How many dinners you've missed? It's time to come home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.